Hey, you want that to go?
Now it's time for some takeouts on news stories, and we're going to start with movies. Every time a blockbuster movie gets to the big screen, there's a lot of financial speculation, not to mention the people who buy tickets or not, and sometimes they reach a fever pitch.
Well, that was my biggest motive, and I knew this was going to be something that was pretty amazing.
It's James Cameron, it's Avatar. I've been waiting, you know, since he announced this, and it was just amazing.
It could be that those people were not just anxious moviegoers, but could they have been investors as well? Louise Story is a finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, and she says there's actually a company out there that's planning on making regular people investors in movies. So explain to me how this works, Louise.
This is called the Hollywood Stock Exchange. It's been around since 2001. But until now, you've only been able to bet with fake money. It was a game.
Yeah, it was like Monopoly money.
Right. And you know what's interesting is when you look at what people bet on the Hollywood Stock Exchange for Avatar, they bet it would be a flop. So starting this April...
Good thing it was fake money,
good thing,
right?
It was fake money. So starting this April, you can bet with real money. And Cantor Fitzgerald, they're a big broker-dealer on Wall Street. They've been advertising this to regular people. But they've also gone out to Hollywood and had big meetings in Century City hotels with movie producers and directors and said to them, look, if you want to protect your downside, you can go on our exchange and bet for or against. You could short a movie.
Wait. So James Cameron could have gone onto this exchange, had it been around then,
right,
and bet against his own movie.
So what directors and producers can do is if they are afraid that maybe their movie will flop, they go on to this exchange, just like you can go on the normal stock exchange, and you short it. So that means you bet against the movie, and that will protect your downside. It's like, you know, in farming, people in agriculture, if they see bad weather coming, sometimes they'll hedge their bets on agriculture.
But we've seen in recent months how dangerous this is. We've seen how this is working against Greece and their recovery. We've seen how that's working against, you know, people betting against some of these housing market things. I mean, that this hasn't been a very good plan.
Right. Well, hedging is a normal part of a financial strategy. And, you know, for instance, we talk about derivatives and how they have gotten out of control. But oil companies, for instance, use derivatives for a proper proper uses every day to hedge against weather or different expenses. What you're talking about is speculation with derivatives. But for business causes, hedging your bets is done all the time, and it could have a legitimate cause in the movie industry. But what'll be about this exchange...
You know, Louise, as a ticket goer, I'd love to buy a ticket default swap to hedge against a bad movie. But I'm wondering why this isn't structured more like, say, a real estate investment trust where you invest as more like a backer in a basket of films or a basket of studios.
Well, that would be something someone else could create. But remember, if you're investing on this exchange, you're not really investing in the movies. This is a bit like gambling. You just bet how the ticket box office receipts are going to do. So if you want to bet that they're going to pull in $100 million, you bet $100. And then if they pull in $150 million, you make $50. It's just betting.
But, Louise, I mean, if the essential problem is that the public is very... You know, they're very fickle. You never know what they're going to like and what they're not. For example, here's a clip from Kevin Smith's new film, Cop Out.
I'm going undercover.
Doubtful?
Yes, I'm doubtful.
I already made my decision.
Hello? The president is black now. We make decisions.
Okay, Smith doesn't have a great history with his major films. They haven't always made money. So what would have happened, say, if you had short bet on this film?
So you could make a lot of money. So if you went and bet and said, I think that these box office receipts are going to only be, you know, $30 million, and then it turned out that you were right, then you would make money, and the people who bet for the film would lose money.
Huh. Very interesting. You have to predict, though, what they're going to like and what they're not going to like, and we all know that's a tricky business. Louise Story is a finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Louise.